When athletes tangle with the law, there's only one guy we call on to sort it all out.
Who is it?
680 The Fan's legal expert, Ray Giudice.
8:03 here on The Rood Awakening on 680 The Fan, always at 93.7 FM. Man has an intro now. Very impressive. He's one of our legal experts here on 680 The Fan. He is Ray Giudice. By the way, coming up at 8:17, Chad Bailey going to be joining us. He'll talk some NFL playoffs and also the fact that Georgia apparently has a new defensive coordinator.
He has some insight into Washington. Don't forget he was there. And, you know, now you just heard Vonnie talk about it. And we all agree it's going to be a visual in Washington. Let's find out if they can get over the "we don't win playoff games around here" hump as early as
Vonnie,
this weekend.
Vonnie was good, too. I like Vonnie.
Yeah, he's supposed to be doing TV. He's been around some of the best the NFL has seen, certainly in the last 25 years, and he knows, he watches a lot of football for a guy who doesn't have to watch a lot of football.
Absolutely, and hopefully he'll come in studio with us in the not-too-distant future. Ray, let's talk about what's going on with Ryan Zimmerman and Ryan Howard filing defamation suits versus Al Jazeera. This could be a slippery slope for them.
Yeah, it could be, but let me just first off say I love this because I think I've seen enough athletes and high-profile people, you know, say this is not true when they read something right in the New York Post. Okay, so put your money where your mouth is. Step up to the plate. File the 3-page lawsuit for $195. Actually, it would be more complicated. Libel, slander, First Amendment stuff is complicated. You've got to get a real lawyer that knows how to, usually big firms that know how to do this kind of stuff. But I think they've got some wind in their sails. First of all, these stories were not, I don't think they were double sourced properly. I'm not a journalist. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to journalism school like some of you guys might have. But I think they should take the advantage.
I look around the room. Don't worry about that.
No. Yeah. And look, think about the stink now that's on Roger Clemens. And he did that. He got aggressive. He lost. OK, mm-hmm. But now, 20 years later, there's still these allegations. There's allegations about Piazza. So I think now athletes are saying, wait a second, I don't want to live with this in my Wikipedia page, you know, for the rest of my life that somebody, a worldwide news station, made these allegations, and I didn't do anything about it. So God bless them.
I didn't know that Al Jazeera was in the sports business. I didn't know they had a sports wing.
They're huge. And if you look at, if you ever watch Al Jazeera America, they've taken some high heavy hitters from big news stations that are over there, whether it's CNN, NBC. They have made a big impact. And I don't know that they're covering it as a sports story more than a news story. I mean, they're trying to make a little, get the needle to move. But
what are you open to? You know, I think the original question is, the danger of suing is, what are you open?
Sure.
Because now you have to be more of an open book than
you. You know this better than I. You went to lawyer school.
Right.
Actually, you better make sure you don't have any skeletons
in
your closet.
Well, that's right. Or at least skeletons that aren't relevant, you know, to this. Okay, so maybe you had a DUI 25 years ago or something. That's fine. But, yeah, I mean, your counsel will sit with you. Okay, here's the positives of your case. Now, let's look at the negatives. What can be discovered in the quote-unquote discovery fishing expedition where they start, okay, now where did you go to catechism school, right, and let's move forward? So that could create a problem. So I assume these two guys who have plenty of resources and hopefully good counsel up in D.C. and big cities have gone through the checklist of the pros and the cons, and they said, you know what, my brand for the rest of my life and maybe putting that hat on in Cooperstown in 20 years is more important. Let's go for it. And let's get a retraction, if not a check.
Al Jazeera have money?
Yeah, they got money.
Okay.
So, they got money.
Yeah, that's not one of those moral victories. I'd like the check.
No, they got money.
On top of everything else. Okay.
Sure.
All right, let's talk about this West Virginia football player, or former football mm-hmm. player, shall we say. Dewan Funderburk arrested on New Year's Day, Hyatt Regency, Scottsdale Resort and Spa at Gainey Ranch, West Virginia, out there playing a bowl game. A maid's coming in trying to clean the room. Apparently, he wants the maid to clean more than the room. Assault, disorderly conduct, indecent exposure, public sexual indecency. So he's been arrested and thrown off the football
team.
Well,
now, he's obviously personally responsible to defend the criminal charges. The issue becomes, is there civil liability, meaning a lawsuit on behalf of this woman against him and perhaps the university? Now, when we send our children to universities, to colleges, those universities are, in theory, their parents. They're supposed to protect mm-hmm. our children. They're supposed to teach our children. And in some situations, they're supposed to govern our children. A lot of it's going to depend on what the university knew or should have known about this young man's, if there's any previous incidents propensities to do something like this? Has there been a report from one of the dorms that he's exposing himself? I have no evidence to that, and I'm not alleging there was. All I'm saying is if the university had any inkling and could have taken steps to prevent this, or if they dropped the ball, so to speak, on their parental obligations while having him in public under their guise. I mean, I'm sure that the hotel room is probably rented by the university. They may have some civil liability on this.
Have you seen my wiener?
And if your kid goes up to college and you know he's got a, he or she has a drinking problem or a behavioral problem and acts out on it and hurts somebody up there, a lot of people may be responsible for that. So,
very true. And I'm not really sure that the
you can tell
the
these guys
actually,
didn't go to lawyer school.
No, yeah. We did not go to
thank
lawyer
goodness.
School.
Well, I was trying to figure
he's
out.
Close,
it's a penance.
Domino's close.
I put on, thank you. I put on a lawyer hat trying to find out if that was actual audio from this case. Yeah. Do we have to signify?
That's not ever
seen from a grown man naked.
No, that's not either. All right, let's talk about, in all seriousness, what Dabo Swinney is dealing with now, a major distraction, although he's trying to nip it in the bud, saying, simply put, there's consequences for your actions. His brother, Henry Tripp Sweeney III, is in a Bay County, Florida jail, charges of aggravated stalking.
If you're going through a contested divorce, a hot, heated divorce, often there's a restraining order as part of the initial documents and pleading. Sometimes it's against both parties, especially if there's been evidence of that kind of behavior or trying to prevent that kind of behavior. If you violate the protective order, the restraining order, it's the same thing, just called different things. That elevates that behavior, that violation elevates to a felony aggravated stalking. So let's just take Fulton County. Okay, let's move it here. You're going through a bad divorce. There's a restraining order, a protective order. You swing by your soon-to-be ex-wife's house at 3 o'clock in the morning.
To do what? To see who she's...
Yeah, see who's in the driveway, throw some eggs at the windows, knock on the door, whatever.
All of the above.
You violated that order,
a little bit more.
Right? And you can be held in the Fulton County Jail at Rice Street with no bond until a superior court judge determines whether or not to give you a bond. There's a second way to do this. That's if you have a pending domestic violence criminal charge and you violate the conditions of the stay-away order, which in most of those cases are no contact, no violent contact with the alleged victim. You violate that by having contact with the victim or violent contact. You get back in. Now it's a new charge, and it's a heck of a lot more serious. I mean, it's a significant felony charge.
I think the reason, obviously, we bring it up is when you got a guy getting ready to coach. We just talked about it last week. You have to answer to your mom and dad, your spouse, and your kids. This is a brother. I got to tell you something. I might love him, might not, but I ain't answering to this. You do have to answer. We talked about it just last week.
Yeah, the fact
case.
That you're in the public eye, you got to talk about it. This is the last thing Dabo Swinney needs. And he's been open about how dysfunctional his family has been over the years and some of the challenges they have had.
I think from his standpoint, and I think everybody should say, look, that's my brother and his soon-to-be ex-wife. That's in Florida. You know, I'm here coaching the team. And, you know, that would be the legal guidance I'd give him.
We were talking about Miko Grimes. And we just said, look, Brent Grimes doesn't get a chance to say it's his wife. He doesn't get to say I have no comment on that.
Right.
With your brother, I think what you could say is, hey, man, take it over there. It's not in my house. In other words, it's not under my roof. This is not, I'm not here to talk about this today. And quite honestly, I'm not going to.
Is that the same brother that gave Dabo the nickname? The one who couldn't say?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Not really sure.
You guys would have done the research by now. This is Tripp?
Yes.
Tripp Sweeney?
Yeah, okay. Trippy.
Wonder how he got the nickname.
Didn't they have any names in this house?
He's Henry.
What's the prize? Victor, Vincent, Joey, Bobby. What's all these
Tripp.
Names?
He's. Okay. Henry Sweeney III, so I'm imagining Triple.
Oh, I think.
Wow, that's fairly clever.
That's good.
I just connected the dots there, even though I did not go to lawyer school. Ray Giudice did. If you have problems in your house or anywhere else, give Ray a call.
And I represent plenty of young, nice guys, middle-aged guys in these domestic violence cases, which there's a lot of false allegations. There's actually kind of, in my opinion, a predisposition. The police come to the house on a Friday evening and the guy is getting arrested and he's serving 72 hours to cool off without a bond. It just happens way too much. We do handle those kind of cases. They're complicated, but we're out here to help. 404-964-4185.